Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we're going to do. We want you to make us smarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those days where we're like, let's smarten up.
It won't take much.
It doesn't. It's basically... like, if you have a presentation and it's long, TX not going to let you through. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, if you have some interesting little factoid in your brain,
yeah,
we want you to teach us to it.
Oh, boy.
Medication's all wearing off. And what do we call this thing?
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
Let's learn. Let's learn. All right. So anybody got a good fact? Because I just read one.
Yeah. I read one that I also enjoy. Because I suck at geography. I could not tell you where any state is other than Colorado and Texas.
I can tell you where they are, but I couldn't tell you what it is. What's yours?
The closest state to Africa is Maine.
Oh.
Do you know what's a weird fact? And I'm sure other people know it, but our maps are not real.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We made the U.S. look so much bigger than what it actually is.
Yeah, and Alaska is nowhere near Hawaii.
Okay, but here's the thing. I did not know you could drive to Alaska until like 5 years ago.
Wait, how did you?
I don't know, because they always put it on the side.
It's got that square around it. How do I get it?
Please just call if you're smarter than us. It's not going to take a ton. King Tut had buck teeth.
Hmm.
Really?
Doesn't matter how rich you are, they build pyramids to you. No orthodontia.
Interesting, and they can tell from his... remains that he had?
Yeah, because he was mummified or whatever, right? So they pulled him from the sarcophagus and they're like, whoa, he could eat an apple through a picket fence.
Oh my God.
Well, the Statue of Liberty's index finger is 8 feet long.
Do you guys see what we're doing here? I want to know if the listeners are getting it. These are interesting factoids. Yours are going to be better. 8 feet long.
Yeah, you wouldn't
think it's a scale, massive. Right?
Yeah, but you wouldn't think it'd be that big. You see it and you're like, okay, you know, it. Couple inches. I don't know. Not eight
it's
feet.
More than
like how big's the whole thing? If it's eight, just the fingers, 8 feet. That's
was very tall. There's an elevator in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But when you think about the actual number, no, I'm with you, TX.
Do you remember when David Copperfield made it disappear?
No.
Made the whole Statue of Liberty disappear?
No.
It was incredible. He really did it.
Really?
No, it was insane. And now I know how he did it. It's kind of stupid. But it's like
okay.
Do you want me to tell you how they did it?
Yeah.
I did. That's all I want with magic is to know how they did it.
So it was like oh my God. Okay. We're going to get to the explanation of that. We want you to call with interesting factoids right now. Something that will blow our minds. We call it Let's Learn. 303-222-5423, or you can text your factoids to a completely same number.
Yep.
303-222-5423. Okay, so the way David Copperfield did it is like, they had this whole crowd of people like over sort of on Manhattan, like on the edge of Manhattan or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they've got the Statue of Liberty lit up and everybody's just sitting there watching it. And then he put up a big curtain behind him, right?
Okay.
And so they couldn't see the Statue of Liberty. And they're like, okay. And then he talked, did a bunch of other magic tricks. And then he went, pulled the curtain down. It was gone. No lie, gone.
What? How?
The whole stage was like on a motor. So everybody's facing.
It was nighttime,
the Statue of Liberty, yes.
So they just turned the boat around.
So they just like slowly, while he was performing tricks, moved the stage enough. So when the curtain came down, they're like, oh my God, it's not there. All they had to do was turn their head a little bit. Oh,
are no. you kidding me?
But they were just like, oh my God, it's gone. But like when you watched it on TV, you were like, holy crap. That weird little man made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
That's disappointing.
That's disappointing. It was amazing. That's what most magic is like.
Their
that.
Neck.
Okay. Well, I think they must have had it blocked from. Okay.
All right.
Does anybody else have any interesting?
In ancient Greece, tossing an apple to a girl was a marriage proposal.
Doing if what? She, tossing it to her?
Just tossing an apple. If she caught it, the answer was yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know there's something similar that I need to learn about since I'm out here on the dating thing? There's something about if a girl takes your cowboy hat at like a grizzly or something.
It doesn't it mean that you're like dating?
Or
you're
willing
couple?
To sleep with him or something.
Oh.
It's like wear the hat, wear the cowboy or something.
Mm.
There's interesting.
Some text in.
Because it's kind of like when you borrow your sweater or something, like, I don't know.
Do you know how many of my sweatshirts are out there in the world
a lot.
People that I'm not currently sleeping with?
Exactly.
I remember in high school, my girlfriend took my sweatshirt and then her little brother started wearing it. I was like, I'm not even.
He's got to at least sleep with me.
Barely dating that guy. Cher's grandfather invented the TV remote. How about that?
Wow.
But he never patented it.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah. He didn't get remotely any money for it.
Oh, boy.
Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins.
Hmm.
Really?
It says up to 40 minutes.
Okay. They're just sleeping underwater.
They're just, I don't know.
Lazy.
They're just so slow, they probably don't even realize they're not breathing.
I'll get to it.
All right. Do we have any more? We don't want to just be done with this.
I thought it was interesting. Abraham Lincoln, the night he was shot at Ford's Theater, he had on his person two pairs of spectacles, a lens polisher, a pocket knife, a watch fob, a linen handkerchief, a brown leather wallet that had a $5 Confederate note, and 9 newspaper clippings.
Really?
Yeah, all of that.
He's a bit of a hoarder.
A lot of pockets, maybe? Why the 9 clippings? I guess that's how you would like tweet back in the day. You'd be like, did you see this? And you'd pull out the clipping.
For the love of all that is holy, I hope you people have more interesting facts than these. We call this...
Let's learn!
Call us or text us 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Doing a rousing round of Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
When did you guys both turn into Andy? That was too much.
Laura.
Yay.
Let's Learn.
The derivative of area is circumference.
I don't know what that means.
In a circle. So derivative is the word we use in calculus to describe rate of change. And so the rate of change, if you're taking a circle and making it bigger, the area is increasing at the rate that the distance around it is increasing.
I think any other day I might have got some of that.
Not today.
But I am such a profound mouth breather right now. That I thank you, Laura. I want you to know we learned nothing.
I had to type
all
that in.
It's not your fault.
I don't know how to spell that.
John?
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
The SR-71 Blackbird, like the really cool spy plane from the 60s.
Yeah.
The engines physically grow by like 6 inches when it's cruising at altitude doing its thing.
Ooh.
It swells?
Yeah, like it's designed to do that. And so, you know, because of the heat and the metals and blah, 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 it like physically grows.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know how to tell you this. I understand everything he's saying.
No, I do too. I don't know why.
He's on our level, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
So it gets a little engine. Mm-hmm. Owner. Yeah.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, John. Nicole?
Yay!
Let's learn!
Let's learn!
What do we know? Oh,
let's learn!
Yeah!
God, I love it. What are you teaching us?
Your hair and nails grow after you die.
I don't know if that's true. I think that's been disproven.
Yes, it is true.
No, I think...
Don't question me, Slacker.
Hey!
I like Nicole.
I think I just saw like a Mythbusters or something. I think it just looks like they do, but like...
Oh, because the skin around it goes back because of dehydration.
Yep. So you have less... So you see your whole nail bed. It's not like the nail keeps going and your hair like, and it looks like it's coming out.
Yeah.
But your head is actually shrinking.
Just get away from the dead bodies.
You gotta always have at least a couple around. You never know. It's gonna be a lonely Friday night.
No.
They really need to get us off the air by like now, for sure. Kira.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
The T-Rex lived closer in time to us than it did the Stegosaurus.
That can't be true. So they weren't on the planet at the same time?
No.
So Stegosaurus was just around being a plant eater, and then they died off, and T-Rex came around just like going after
the
stuff with his tiny little arms.
So spread out.
Yeah.
Whoa. You always think of them as being friends, like together.
No, they wouldn't be friends. Yeah. One's a meat eater and one's a plant eater. And T-Rex never pays the check. Little arms can't get to his wallet.
I've got a big head and little arms.
Thank you, Kira. That was really interesting. Connor?
Yay!
Let's learn. What do you know? You have another one of these lived closer to. What do you got?
I don't have a lived closer to. But you were talking about King Tut not having any teeth.
No, he had buck teeth.
Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did the building of the Great Pyramid.
That's wild.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But also, do they now think the pyramids are way older than they thought? But
yeah, I
do get
like,
that.
I mean,
because you picture like her, like she'd be in Egypt, like whatever, riding on the backs of dudes, like,
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Oh,
let me text her.
Ask. Thank you.
The iPhone.
We get it, dude.
Okay.
It's just, it's adjacent to the funny we're being, which is non-existent. Steve?
Hello. Yay.
Yay. Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
Yeah, this is kind of two parts. But you know the white stripes on the road that divide the lanes when you're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long are they?
Oh, my God. They seem short when you're going, when you're hauling butt.
I'm going to say like they're 5 feet. Is that too much? I don't know. That's how tall
like
I am.
Like 3 feet, maybe.
How
long
are they?
I need
to lay down next to
10 feet.
Ah.
How long?
10 feet long.
Shut up. Wow. There's no way they're 10 feet long.
Yeah, they are. Long. What about the space in between them?
Oh, I don't know.
15 feet.
30.
30?
Shut up!
That's a lie.
That can't
I don't
be
believe
but
it.
But he's saying highway, not the ones. We're trying
oh, okay,
we're
okay.
looking down on the street trying to see.
Highway.
Yeah, highway is different.
They're
thank
all
you,
the same.
Steve. That
They're
was that was that's very smart. How does he know that?
Does he paint them?
We should have asked him.
Oh.
Scott?
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
The longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields.
63 football fields? So it was...
So that'd be like 6,300 feet. And can I tell you who wore it?
Who? Yeah.
Meghan Markle.
Nuh-uh.
Shut up.
Nuh-uh.
She had the world's longest, yes. And it was that... That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that?
Well, it's... She actually didn't have the longest. The longest recorded was 63 and a half football fields. That's the Guinness Book of World Records. So she was just shy of that. And still, I'm like, that's okay. One time use.
All right. Thank you. I don't know that
long.
I've ever learned this much on Let's Learn before.
I don't believe the last one at all. I'm Googling it.
You don't?
No.
So 63 times 300.
Right,
because they're yards.
100 yards, 300 feet.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be up there.
Autumn.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
Elephants' ears are shaped like where they're from. So elephants from Africa, their ears are shaped like Africa. And sure. Elephants from India, their ears are shaped like India.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
There's literally no way to verify this. So we just have to put... the mama elephant doesn't know what hunt. Stop it!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.